Let me introduce you to Smitty Smith. He's my partner and a company we'll talk about in just a second. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training and products that I offer the small investor who wants to get in the self-storage business or who wants to grow their self-storage business. It houses courses like the On-Demand Self-Storage Bootcamp, which is designed to take you from wherever you are right now all the way to putting your first or your next self-storage facility into service. I want to introduce you to Smitty. Smitty is the president and general contractor of Resolve, which is a self-storage company designed to take small investors through the entitlement process of a self-storage project and then get to biddable documents. And then Resolve wants to be one of the GCs that bids on constructing that project. Where we will use the same process that I've used over the years, which is designed to keep costs down in the entitlement phase. And then because of our structure, as you'll see, we feel our bids compared to all other GC bids will be very affordable and work for smaller investors getting in their first or their second self-storage project where we can really add a lot of value and cut a lot of cost. I just saw the stats from Yardi for the fourth quarter 2023. And one of the comments that was in the cover of the email said that there is a record number of abandoned self-storage development projects, either in the construction phase or in the entitlement phase. And the reason is, we feel, because a lot of the costs getting ready to go to construction mount up and the project's no longer affordable, along with interest rates. Construction costs have never been higher. So if you're a small investor getting in, it's really critical that you be able to control your costs of going into a project. So I'm gonna introduce you to Smitty. We're gonna have a quick interview and you can see what Resolve is about and see if it's something that may be of interest to you. But whether you use us or not, watch the difference between how we go through the entitlement phase and how most people do. So let me introduce you to Smitty. Here we go.
Thank you. What I want to do, my goal today is to talk about our new construction company and kind of like the niche we fill and your take on that and the storage industry. But first, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? And how did you end up like in an interview with me talking about self-storage?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Mark. Excited to talk about our new company. And let's see, I moved to Louisville in 2005. Almost immediately began work in construction in different ways. Managed a couple facilities for a local church here and oversaw a lot of projects there with the capital improvements to the buildings and helped them go from one campus to four or five. And then from there, was a real estate agent at one point in time. I'm a business owner. I've opened two restaurants in my short history, and I have been in construction in the residential side and commercial side as a construction manager and project manager, most recently as a construction manager in the hospitality industry, horse racing, casino work, and spent about a year in Ashland, Kentucky working on a casino that they opened up this past fall. So various experience and and so what we're doing with Resolve is exciting to me and kind of gives me an outlet to continue on in my experience in construction. So
what I appreciate was, and I got to tell you, I was a little concerned whether you'd actually work with me or not, because with your, you know, building casinos and some of the projects you're doing, I mean, you're at $300 to $500 a square foot kind of projects. Mm-hmm. And then I started talking to you about $75 to $130 a square foot projects. And my fear was that, like, you were like a sledgehammer hitting a finishing nail. And I was really excited to hear you get excited about niching down in a particular space.
Yeah.
And storage is kind of a unique market. In fact, as you're discovering, sometimes our low cost per square foot creates unique challenges that most other asset classes don't necessarily have.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things when we started talking about self-storage is, you know, I like working for individuals who have a goal and they have a mission that they're on, and they're looking to, you know, build their first self-storage facility or expand an existing location or convert, you know, existing building that they have into self-storage. And so far, the people I've been able to meet in this line of work, you know, they're pursuing a dream of theirs to get into self-storage. And so I like working directly with the owner, the smaller investor, the person that is trying to establish this. And there are unique challenges to self-storage. There's unique challenges to construction in, you know, states that differ from Kentucky, you know, to Florida, to the Carolinas, to wherever you are. There's going to be local challenges to that. So there's a lot in the pre-construction side that excites me that I like to jump in on, a lot of those development challenges that you can run into. I enjoy that kind of work.
Well, I think you created a very unique way of interacting and engaging with clients. And tell us a little bit about what phase one and the phase two is in our relationship with a client.
Yeah. So Resolve is a general contracting company. We are a general contractor. We handle construction. And as Mark said, we're talking about phase two in that, but we, one of our main services is what we call owner's representative phase one. It's the pre-construction work. It has everything to do with the feasibility and the performance of a project before you're committed to design. We've found that, you know, when a project is in the early stages and it's a smaller project, say 40 to 60,000 square foot, one story, two story, three story self-storage, the design fees associated with that can be out of proportion to what is necessary for the project. And so, you know, a lot of people in that early stage don't know necessarily the first step to take. So what they'll do is they'll reach out to an architectural firm, or they'll reach out to an engineer. And before you know it, there are thousands and thousands of dollars committed to preliminary design cost. And so what we've seen is that we can help steer kind of those first early steps to save money. It's not that we don't work with architects and engineers. It's that we want to control that process to eliminate some of the excess expense that can be brought on in the early stages of design. And so that's part of the owner's representative phase one work that we do. It's not limited to that, but that's a big part of it. Establishing, you know, what the cost of the project need to be. What is a healthy budget for construction? Is it attainable? Is that feasible? Are we able to build it for what works in the numbers of the project? So, and then the second part of that is what we're finding is that getting an approval for a site after you go through preliminary design can take months, and if not years. Sometimes there's rezoning involved. Sometimes there's a very lengthy process with local county authorities to get an approval to move to construction. Before you ever get to the permitting stage, there can be hours and months dedicated to just satisfying the requirements that you need to prior to getting to construction. So the pre-construction services that we offer, phase one owner's representative, it's a strategic partnership, it's an advisor, but it's the boots on the ground work and legwork to free up some of the time that an owner might not have. Maybe they're busy running, you know, their own storage company already, or they have a full-time job. A lot of times we'll see people that are already full-time committed to something else, and they're trying to do this on the side. So I think we can be a huge resource in the early days of getting, you know, prior to construction. And then to speak to the phase one, you know, our goal is to set up the project for construction. So what we do is, you know, the design work, the development service work, and then we do a lot of the pre-bidding so that when the project is ready for phase two as a general contractor, you have all of your contracts in place. A big area that people get in trouble is that their contracts aren't fleshed out. They have verbal agreements or loose agreements, an understanding of what the subcontractor is going to do or the trades are going to perform. And so, you know, we're trying to eliminate the liability and the risk of the uncertainties, and contract documents are a big way to do that. So we want to make sure that we have everything in place prior to construction that is setting the project up from day one for success, eliminating big time gaps in construction delays and unknowns, the cost that, you know, or surprises on the back end. And so that's what we do in phase one, is get you ready for construction, ready to go, ready to execute the plan of construction. And then in phase two, as your general contractor, we're on-site project management. We're daily progress reporting. We use a program that you can log into and have access to all of the documents, the schedule, the budgets, and full transparency. And then, so, you know, as your traditional general contractor, we're there to manage the project and manage those subcontractors that are in place that we're working with. And so,
well, what I thought was unique was that talked about how your resolve was compensated in the phase one, and with the whole goal being to get to contract documents. And then what I thought was unique was your idea that, resolve just be one of the GCs that bid to do the construction. And we go heads up once the construction docs are in place, that's the owner's stuff, and get bids from multiple contractors.
Yeah.
So talk about how resolve's compensated phase one and why you feel like we will win the majority of the construction bids in the phase two.
Yeah. So, you know, phase one is basically an hourly proposal, not to exceed proposal. Basically what Mark and I do is we sit down and we determine kind of our level of involvement on a weekly basis over a certain amount of months or whatever the term is that we kind of think that it's going to take. And so it's an hourly commitment that is not to exceed. So for example, if we think we're going to work 10 hours a week on it over the course of 4 months, we'll put together that cost, and we bill on a 2-week cycle. So we report our hours, and you get an hourly report basically at the end of that 2 weeks, justifying what we spent our time on and the amount of time that we worked on certain items. And you can see the hours there. And then one of the things that I'm excited about is that phase one, we're trying to earn and establish that relationship with you prior to construction in phase two. And so one of the perks that we offer is that phase one is completely reimbursable if Resolve is awarded the contract for construction. So we get all the way to construction. You're going to get multiple bids from general contractors. We encourage that. And I'll say that the reason why we feel good about having other general contractors come in is that this is a niche for us. This is our focus. This is our primary lane as a general contractor is in self-storage. And so what we're able to do is control our cost and to help you as the owner to pick up a couple percentage points typically on a construction fee as a general contractor. And so, so if we're contracted as your general contractor, then phase one is reimbursable. Basically, we deduct the cost of phase one on our general contracting fee for phase two.
That's good. That's good. And what projects would be ones that Resolve could add a lot of benefit to? And which projects do you think are not in Resolve's lane of doing business?
Yeah, I think the complexity of every project is definitely something that we would consider and make sure it makes sense. Now, if it's there are general contractors that specialize in 100,000 square foot plus facilities, that are several years of engineering and design work, and I would say that's probably not our lane. We definitely want to, you know, we're specialized and focused on the smaller investor, the smaller developer, first time developer, second time developer that's looking to take, you know, and grow their they have another location or whatever that is. So it really has to do with the smaller guy. If I had to summarize it, the smaller guy we want to focus on and help support. And I think, and we bring value to them. The budget is important. The numbers are important. And not every design is the same for self-storage. You're going to have larger projects that are super complex and need the engineering and the architectural services that we don't provide. But there are several projects out there that that doesn't work for, that it's too robust. It's too involved. It's too expensive for what we're trying to accomplish in this kind of niche market for the smaller investor and smaller developer. So I think that's where Resolve can really shine and help and benefit someone in that, and especially with the time obligations that it takes for someone to get to construction.
Yeah, what we, I think it's interesting. We've seen some smaller projects or first-time people getting in doing 50,000 square feet or less end up spending architectural and engineering fees that would be comparable to 130,000 square foot multi-story building. We've seen some where it's in excess of $100,000 in architectural and engineering for 40 to 55,000 square feet. I would guess that the average we've seen so far is about 60,000. I'll put it this way. I've done a number of projects, you know, 55,000 feet or less, and I've never spent 60,000 on architectural and engineering combined.
Yeah.
So that alone in the phase one is where we think we can save a lot of money up front getting the biddable documents.
Yeah. And I think that it takes the experience that you have and I have in construction. It's not that, you know, we're special or unique to that, but we've gone through the trial and the errors of overcommitting and overspending on projects and learning that, you know, maybe there's a better way to get this accomplished. And so there is a process for that. We're not just making it up as we go. We like to manage that process so that we can save, you know, the hours and the design time until it's time. You know, there's a certain point where we cut the architect loose, but there's a lot of preliminary work that we're going to do before making that large commitment on the design.
Resolve's ideal customer is who, would you say?
The smaller investor, the first-time developer, the anywhere 60,000 square feet or less.
What type of storage projects do you do? Like new construction, conversions, or?
Yeah, all of the above in that sense. The new construction ground up, and then we would do expansions where you're looking to add another building on an existing site. I mean, we can do conversions as well, taking an existing building. Now, conversions are just as much complex as a new build sometimes because you're working within an existing, you know, building structure and systems that are in place that you're either trying to modify or add to. So, you know, a lot of new construction we can do from a desk. Sometimes conversions require us to come out to the site and you know, gather more information on the building. But yes, conversions, expansions, and new construction for sure.
Anything else you would like to tell people who are getting in the self-storage business or growing their self-storage business about Resolve?
I definitely think that there are benefits to using us humbly. I think that we have a lot of experience and value to offer to someone that is new to it, save you some of the headaches that we've experienced in our previous experiences. So I'm very excited with what we're doing at Resolve, mainly because it's a very relationship-driven type thing. We want to work with people that need help, that are excited about the business, and that we think that we can add value to.
And you can, and you're a general contractor that can be licensed where?
Yeah. So on the licensing front, we are not licensed in all states, but we obtain our general contractor's license on a project basis. So if there's a project in phase one that's moving towards construction, we will establish our general contractor's license in that state. Now, there are several states that we are licensed in. So as the projects are kind of dictate where we're going, we'll obtain our general contractor license in that state.
And how can somebody reach out and get more information if they're, and when should they reach out to Resolve?
Yeah, I would say on the when to reach out to Resolve, it's anytime. I mean, if you're considering a project in self-storage, we'd love to hear from you. If you think that this is value that could be added to what you're doing, we would love to talk with you about that. We offer, you know, a free conversation just to see if this makes sense. Obviously, we would say the earlier the better, in the sense that, you know, prior to making any kind of big commitments with design or getting too far down the process, we want to you know, speak to that and see if we can help you out. The best way to get in touch with us right now is by email, as we're working on establishing our website. But our website is resolve self-storage.com, and that should be coming online in the next couple of weeks. You can reach me by email at smitty, S-M-I-T-T-Y, .hsgc@gmail.com.
And you can always reach out to Mark at helmproperties.com. And where are you currently doing projects?
We're working in Salt Lake City, Utah. We've got a project right outside of Tampa in Dover, Florida. It's a three-story facility there. There's an expansion in Salt Lake City. We are working on a boat and RV facility in South Carolina, a road in Louisville, Kentucky as well. Yeah.
Smitty, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to be on this. I want to introduce you to the community I traffic in.
Yeah.
And appreciate your time in doing this. And I'm really enjoying working with you. And you've added already a lot of value to the people that we're currently working with. And I really do appreciate that, because I take the relationships that I've created over the last decade very seriously.
Yeah,
and I appreciate what you add to them.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Thanks for giving me a chance to talk about Resolve. And if we can do anything to help, don't hesitate to reach out.
I hope you found that interesting, found that enlightening. And if you need any support or want to explore working with Resolve or connecting with myself or Smitty, feel free to reach out to me at mark@helmproperties.com. So thanks a lot. I look forward to being with you next week.